It was a long, eventful first round, and sorry we kept you guys waiting so long, but we were busy in a lot of different areas, and here we are. Just going to open it up to questions right now instead of delaying.
What's your thoughts as you see, Watkins, Bortles goes, then Watkins, some guys starting to fall to you, and then you feel like, is that a pretty easy pick once Macklin at fifth to have Jake there at number six?
Yeah, no question. We were very pleased to have Jake there in our sights, and we were watching him all along, and over the top excited about having him join this football team from a number of different standpoints.
What's the thoughts on getting the player that you wanted without having to make a trade?
It's a good feeling. I mean, what we've said all along is we're not just trading to trade. I mean, we've been aggressive in past drafts to go after people, and we played this out very well in my mind. I thought we were patient, and we didn't jump just to jump for the sake of jumping. And I think that is going to be our, we're not just a team that's going to go around and just trade for the sake of trading. So we're happy.
Two things you talked about: getting bigger and stronger, and also winning the line of scrimmage. Does he fit in line with guys in terms of that trend coming for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Big, strong football player that's got a lot of experience. Basically a four-year starter, 46 starts, playing in the SEC, playing against some very good football players. He has got a great skill set, not only on the field, but off the field. He's got great lineage. We all know his family background. He's been in the NFL since the day he was born. So we're really excited about that.
When you all deal with draft picks, I mean, we've all heard the term inexact science whenever you're dealing with draft picks. And we all know the desire to get every pick right. How much does it help? You mentioned the lineage. How much does it help to be able to grow up with basically the NFL, sort of as an additional thing? I mean, I would say it's pretty much all he knows. So how much does that help? The feeling that this guy is going to be definitely the right pick. I mean, this uncle Billy played for 19 years, father played for 19 years. I don't know if you expect him to play for 19 years, but how much does that play a part into just the comfort of knowing as well?
Jake was born and raised to be a legitimate tackle in this football league, and that's a really good thing, and that's something that we really focus on. And as you all know, we've stressed the importance of drafting players who have a maturity level in this, in this game. And he's a very smart football player. He's a smart individual, and he's been trained from the day he was young to play in this league at that position. And again, we couldn't be more excited to have him, aligned at the right tackle spot.
Right tackle, you said?
That's correct.
So, Sam, you're still projecting on the left side next year?
Well, we're not projecting Sam. He is our left tackle.
Like, you're experienced enough to have coached, I guess, game planning against his dad for a year.
Yeah.
In Baltimore. What was the scout report on his dad, and then how would you see similarities?
The scouting report has that thing that you don't like to say when you're talking about an opponent. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. It basically kind of says it all. I mean, his dad was an outstanding player, very intelligent, very athletic, was very smart. His guy always was blocked. So we think Jake has got a great, a great skill set. And as Thomas said, he's been playing in this league or been part of this league since the day he was born. So he knows it. Last year our first round draft pick had two brothers that played in the NFL. I think they're mature beyond their years because they know what to expect. When we get him here tomorrow, he's going to know what to expect. When we go out on the field on Monday, he's going to know what to expect. So. And he's going to be a good leader for the rest of the draft class, which, by the way, we're very excited about the next 2 days as well.
How many contingency plans would you guess you had in play coming into tonight?
Again, we were very active in a lot of discussions up and down, and there had to be at least six of them, because there were six players that we were really excited about being able to snap off the board, you know, at the sixth spot. There were a lot. We spent a lot of time up and down trying to decide on what was best for this football team, and we were, again, very excited because our focus was to be on the offensive line, and to get a guy and a player like Jake to come into this program is going to be, you know, it's going to be very beneficial for us.
Mike, what were your first words to Jake when you talked to him on the phone?
First words were congratulations, and then I think, you know, Jake was in here a couple weeks ago, and I know that I asked him if he was ready for it to be over, and said, I'm sure you're glad it's over now. You know where you're going to be. And he sounded really, really excited about being an Atlanta Falcon. And we're looking forward to spending some more time with him tomorrow and having an opportunity for you guys to visit with him as well.
What are your vision, Coach, of what Jake brings to the offense? Matt sacked as many times as he was. You guys sure got to be happy that he's going to be one of the cleaner.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the off-season emphasis has been on winning the line of scrimmage. I think, you know, as we calibrated our roster for this season, that's been an emphasis point, and it has continued to be an emphasis point in the first round of the draft. So, again, guys, we got a really good football player that's going to be able to not only protect our quarterback, but he's also going to be able to win the line of scrimmage in the running game.
After the fifth pick was made, how many phone calls do you think you dealt with?
If six was available?
Yeah, and people calling you after five is picked. How many phone calls do you think you took with?
Honestly, we took none, which I thought was interesting. As you can tell, we waited, and that was the prudent thing to do, and we waited, I think, to almost, what was it, three?
About
four or something, just right around three or four. We were waiting to see, you know, of interest. But we were focused on picking Jake. We just wanted to make sure that we exercised all options, and yeah. But there wasn't as much activity that way as I think a lot of people expected.
Thomas, on the same subject though, did you try to maybe get back into the first round, maybe in looking for a rusher or a safety? Because those are some positions in need.
That's why you guys are still here right now. To be honest with you. Yes. And Smitty and I talked about that, and that's not – I'm not being funny about that. I mean, that's honestly why you guys are here. And we worked hard out at it, and you have to have a dance partner. And in the end, we didn't at the spots where we were interested.
What positions were you interested
in? Well, I don't really want to get into talking about the philosophy of it. I'm sure, you can project to where we may, you know, may have needed, continue to need help, but yeah.
How did he grade in his run blocking? I didn't see a lot of that in the championship game down here last year. Can you point us to some areas where he did show that part of the game?
Yeah, I mean he's a good run blocker. He's got a good strong base, a good wide load about him. He's got very nice agility, for his size. And he has the ability not only to come off the ball, but he has the ability to adjust properly and turn his butt to the hole and seal properly and move. He gets out to the second level well. We're really excited about his versatility as a player. And as we mentioned earlier, the ability to play the right side is going to be good. He's a versatile player that can play along the line as well, other places.
And playing for a scrambling quarterback, does that help him at the next level at all? That, you know, he has to kind of stay with plays longer with his college quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing. I mean, he experienced some really interesting situations there with Johnny, for sure. And I think he's a really interesting individual when you guys get a chance to meet him, because he is such a focused guy. And, you know, he's in his own way, he's got a really good again, toughness and grittiness about him, knowing that he's been raised in that in that setting for so long. So, as Mike had mentioned, this is what we needed to add to this offensive line.
The safety group four went two that were projected to maybe be there when you picked in the second round. What's left at that position?
There are a number of safeties out there. It's just a matter of how fast they go, and they were projected to go right where they went in my mind. You know, Mike and I've talked a lot about that and where the secondary is going in this. How many corners were there? I believe there were eight
defensive backs.
Eight defensive backs, probably.
Run, I believe. So check that.
Yep.
In your conversations with both of you, how did he evidence this focus? Was there anything that struck you? Said, okay, this guy's a little different cat.
I think the maturity level was very evident when you had your first conversation with Jake. He's a look you in the eye, no nonsense guy, and he understands the game of football, and it's very important to him. And I think that's the thing that stood out to me. And I will say to Daryl's question, the offense that they run, you've got to be an athletic guy, because one, the quarterback's running all the time back there, and two, you don't necessarily always know when the ball snapped where the ball's going to be run. They run the read option, so you've got to do a very good job of not blocking one defender on the line of scrimmage and getting up to the second level. So those are traits that you can really evaluate when you're looking at that type of offense.
Is there any tape that really stood out when you studied?
When you're playing in the SEC, I think you can watch just about every game, and you're gonna see him going against top caliber football players. There's not a whole lot of easy games. Maybe homecoming and one of the early games in the season. The rest of the time, you're at Texas A&M. You're playing a pretty good schedule.
Thomas, how much does the division shape how you draft going forward when you look at the height that Tampa's added at the wide receiver position, or the height that the Carolina Panthers have added at the wide receiver position? Does it kind of change your process going forward?
I think we're very mindful of our division, how we put our team together. It's very important. Obviously, if you can't get by your division, we all know what that means. So yes, it definitely affects our approach and how we're going to continue to build the team.
Thomas, even with some surprises in the first round, is y'all's board pretty much stayed pretty true going into tomorrow, where you still feel like some needs can be met, but also the best available players are still there?
Yeah, no question about it. We still have some very good football players on the board, and it was interesting towards the back end of this round how many teams were calling around trying to figure out what they were going to do, and in the end, a lot of them just stayed put. So I think that's pretty consistent across the league, that there's still some really solid football players, obviously many solid football players, but there were a lot of solid football players that were being considered right on that borderline of, first and second round. So that's a good thing.
Are there still some pass rushers available, or some speed linebackers too? Are there some players with those skill sets still out there?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe there are a number of outside linebackers in this draft. I mean, it seems as though they continue to come up at all levels. In the middle of rounds, it seemed like there was a run on the rushers. I guess a couple of the guys went, and D Ford, over from Auburn, went towards the back end of the first round, and so there are still some pass rushers, I'm sure.
Since you talked about, you said you tried to get back on the first round.
Yeah, I mean, we were making calls all the way from probably in the 20s, early 20s. Just
insultingly high, what people were asking for.
No, they weren't. And I want to go on record here to say that Rick Smith wasn't insultingly high from what was being reported. I mean, Houston was very mindful of how they approached their business and decided, obviously, not to answer for them. But, the league wasn't like that. I think they were pretty mindful of what was going on, across the board from one all the way through our discussions. I just think a lot of people were thinking about it, and in the end they didn't make the moves but for a handful of teams.
Do you take into consideration his last name? He's probably been a guy that a lot of defensive linemen said, I'm going to make my name off of him, probably from high school up. Jake, his last name, pedigree. A lot of guys probably took their best shots at him for a lot of years.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as a competitor, when you're getting ready to play a game, whether it's high school, you know, you're going against, or college, you're going against a, you know, a good player. You want to go out and give it your, you know, your best shot. So he got everybody's best shot week in and week out. And I think a lot of it has to do not only with the way he played, but the history of his family and how successful they've been in the NFL for, I guess, 50 years, 55, 56 years, 54 years. They've been, so it goes way back.
Coach, how was Matt's take to the pick?
Matt's take? I did not speak with Matt this evening. Again, we, as you guys know, we were pretty busy after our pick. Thomas was, you know, was working very hard. And like he said, it takes two to dance. And shoot, I felt like a junior, senior prom. I was standing there and couldn't get nobody to go to the damn dance. So
they were taking the calls.
Yes.
You know, they were taking the calls, and they were.
We weren't getting the three-letter answer. We're getting the two-letter answer. Yeah.
How long of a day has it been for you guys, and what time tomorrow or later on today do you get back on it?
Well, we're gonna reconvene following this presser for a little bit, and then jump in early tomorrow morning and continue to discuss our approach. But we have our entire department up there, both the personnel department and the coaches, where appropriate. In the next couple of days, we'll be very involved together.
Thank you.
Thank you all.